Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I was waiting to see if our guest was going to do it. He might be too young for Jersey Shore. I don't know. Final hour of the week. Thanks for being a total that stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Sean Treif alongside our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Choppy is out on the honeymoon vacay, and we're getting set. Some of us are. You may not be watching. You may not care. Mavs, Grizz tonight to decide the number 8 spot in the West. Is Ja Morant going to actually play? Let's bring in John Martin from BetMGM in Memphis. He co-hosts with Choppy on that network. What are you laughing at?
He's now double fist pumping. He's really into it now.
Okay, I like it. I like it there, John. Did you ever watch Jersey Shore in its prime?
Yeah, I'm 33, so that was like the prime of my teenage life. You know, I was all in GTL.
Yeah,
you know?
Baby. All right, you're down. You're down.
I'm married to a bunch of Italian. I'm not a bunch of
bunch Italians, of Italian.
but I feel like I'm married to a bunch of Italians. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Mormon John Martin joining us here.
That's right. Hey, you know, it seems like it could be a good life, but no. They love Pauly D. They love going to all those shows. So I feel like I lived that life, man.
Heck yeah, John. Do you really think there's a chance Ja Morant could miss this game?
I do, yeah. He was limping noticeably yesterday, didn't practice. You know, I mean, you guys know how this goes. You know, you get a little shot of Toradol, you get back in there, you finish the game.
Yeah.
And maybe you say some things, you know, in the heat of the moment, like, oh, I'm playing. And then, like, reality hits. Like, oh, damn, like, this really hurts. And, oh, by the way, if we win this game, I got to go play, funeral march series against the – second highest net rated team in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
There are a lot of calculations I think that have to be made here, not even just about Ja's long-term health possibility for aggravation, whatever, but like the Grizzlies missing the playoffs gets them a pick. It gets them a chance, albeit slim, at Cooper Flag, 0.5% chance, which I would say, fellas, is higher than their chances of beating the Thunder in a 7-game series.
Yes.
So
same with us.
Know,
same with us.
Yeah, right. So it's quite the neither team obviously expected to be in this game, on January the 15th. But here we are, man. What a universe.
But what happened to the Grizz? I'm sitting there looking up. All right, they're back, top three in the standings. We know the coaching drama, but what happened to them with that higher Western Conference seeding that they did have?
Yeah, I think they fattened up on the East. I mean, most of their games during the season were against the Eastern Conference. Most of their wins were coming against teams that were below 500. I mean, if you kind of just took everything under a microscope, you could kind of see it coming. Like, the trends were pretty bad. They were getting punked by the Rockets. They were getting punked by the Thunder. Obviously, you guys remember that game in Dallas where the Grizz were winning the entire way, and then Luka does what he does.
Hey. Man. Too soon.
Man. It really, 2074 is going to be too soon.
Too soon.
But, you know, that was sort of the trend, right? We kind of had seen that. So it was really just the schedule toughening up after the deadline. Grizzlies not doing anything, trading away Marcus Smart in the first and relying on a couple of rookies, one that just got hurt in Jalen Wells. So I think it was really just the team regressing to the mean over the course of an 82-game season is what happened.
Talking Grizzlies with John Martin here on 105 Through the Fan. So one of the common refrains we've had here in Dallas after the Luka trade is, but you know what? The players are playing their asses off. They're trying. Like, and we respect the effort that they've given in a really tough season. Has it been the same sort of narrative in Memphis with the Taylor Jenkins firing and things like that? Or has there been a sense of, no, this is a team that's felt almost like it's been quitting?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say they're quitting, because if you look at what they've done, they were beating the Warriors the other night in the fourth quarter. They were beating the Warriors earlier this month at home in the regular season before they just inexplicably melted down. They were beating the Nuggets on the road on the second night of a back-to-back by 15 before they, again, inexplicably melted down. They're not coming out and just laying down. I just think they're limited, you know, and this is sort of the problem that you run into in a small market where, yeah, you did a good job, man. You did what you're supposed to do. You identified, you draft Jaren Jackson Jr. for great job. You get a guy from like Desmond Bane from TCU down there at 30, great job, but you got to pay him $200 million. And then John Morant, obviously, high ticket superstar as well. So when the bulk of your money is on those three guys and you don't go into the tax, like what else, what do you have else to spend? What are you doing around them? And Ja misses games. You know, Jaren has foul trouble. So, you know, it's a calculus that any team would probably make with those three guys. But unfortunately, they either haven't been available enough or good enough down the stretch. That's really been the issue.
All right, John, I'm dying to get into all this Ja stuff. Where is his fandom right now in that city?
I mean, I think Memphis realizes, like, he's, you know, he's the biggest thing we've ever had in terms of a superstar. Now that doesn't mean that, you know, he doesn't come with, you know, transgressions.
We
know
that. Artillery, yeah.
Yeah. It, you know, and we've been having fun with it, man. Like, we've just been having a blast with it on the show. Like, you know, get out the nuclear briefcase. Let's do Fat Man Little Boy. Like, let's just go all the way with it. You know what I mean? But I mean, look,
does he get pressed, by the way? Like, when he does these things, I try to look the next day for quotes and him to get the awkward. I never see the TV interview reaction post game. Like, has he gotten pressed a ton by the Memphis and Grizz media over all these things?
I don't really think so. You know, he's kind of had his answer, which is like he denies that it's a grenade. Like, that's the best part of it, right? He's like, it's not a grenade. And so we're kind of like, remember, like, it's not a grenade. But I will say the one thing as a, you know, you know, I've been here my entire life, and the one thing that I can say about his sort of season, I don't particularly like or enjoy the aggrieved superstar version of Ja Morant. You know, like, he just sort of feels like the world is caving in on him. And at least he emanates that, right?
Yeah.
And what I would say to that is, brother, everybody loved you, man. Everybody loved you come out of Murray State. Everybody loved you as a rookie. You were the unanimous rookie of the year, except for one jabroni who I can't even remember who he voted for. So everybody loved you when you came out, until you made the decisions that you made. You know, these things were all self-inflicted, all your own decisions. It's not like people one day decided, hey, we hate Ja Morant.
Right.
Like, nobody, you know, it was like you gave people ammo, right, so to speak. And so that's the piece of it. I wish he would just get back to, like, loving the game all the time, because, and I know, like, we all change in our jobs. Like, we don't, you guys don't love radio the same way you did on, you know, in your second year, right?
Choppy,
like,
doesn't. Yeah, not Choppy.
Yeah. What did he not factor in the magical Mavs playoff run for his wedding or something?
Yeah, or the NFL draft. Yeah.
That's crazy what this guy is doing. But I wish he would get back to, you know, the fun, loving, happy-go-lucky Ja who just plays with joy, because I think the team is better when that's happening.
Do you think he's a bad dude?
Nah, man. He's a great dude.
He is? Because it seems like he's really loving and embracing this villain role. Then you got his dad. He seems annoying courtside. So I didn't know what's the reality. Because if I'm on another team, because there were trade job rumors, and I'm like, what your grenade stuff did was blow up, pun intended, your market. If I'm another team and I'm like, let me get this superstar on the cheap, he's too stupid. His decisions are too stupid and dumb for me to even try to give up 60 cents on the dollar.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't even mean to bring this up, but like, this is just, we're dealing in facts here. Luka's return should tell you everything if you're a team like the Grizzlies that would consider trading John Morant. What are you getting?
Yeah.
Now, I know that the plan was to pair AD and Kyrie, and we never really got a chance to see that. And maybe that would have been something incredibly special. But, you know, if that's all that, you know, the Mavs could get for a five-time first All-NBA guy, your return for Ja is going to – it's not even going to be worth the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the Grizzlies' prerogative needs to be figure this out with him by any means necessary.
Talking with John Martin, Mavericks Grizzlies playing on Friday night. John covers the Grizzlies for 92.9 ESPN. So we talk about Ja and his potential availability, or how serious it may be that he's not available. He's missed several games this season. What is the identity of Memphis looked like when he's not been in the lineup? Is that still a team you think that would handle Dallas even if Ja wasn't in?
I mean, you know, what was it, 3 years ago they had Tyus Jones and it was like this crazy stat. I don't remember exactly what the record was, but they were like, you know, 70-80% win percentage without Ja Morant. It was something insane. It's nowhere near that now. I mean, Scottie Pippen Jr.'s capable. Not a bad player at all, actually. Pretty good for his contract, but they have to have Ja Morant to win this game tonight. It's going to make things way too easy on those Mavs bigs. Anthony Davis already gives Jaren Jackson the business anyways. Mm. So, I mean, that's what I worry about. Do you guys even want to make the playoffs?
No.
Like, what's the mood there?
Nope. Don't want to make the playoffs. Don't want – and it's not even about a draft pick necessarily. It's about we don't want Nico Harrison to think he did that's anything right.
75% of our listeners the other day wanted them to lose against Sacramento.
Yeah, so I, you know, Grizzlies fans still want to win this game and go, you know, because they were at once upon a time the two seed, you know, unlike you guys, like when this season is over, we don't have anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And they suck. Ken Whisenhunt just stepped down like for no reason. So we don't have anything else. So we're just kind of hoping that the season extends a little bit, but at the same time, from where I'm at. Why do I want to do this death march against Oklahoma City? Like you guys know how it is in a long-ass playoff series. You come back down 2-0. I got to get on radio and pretend like this team has a chance. Man, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to do that, man. So I don't know. I'm really hoping the Mavericks win this.
John, why did the head coach Taylor Jenkins get fired, and what is supposed to be different with the new guy that apparently can't draw up an inbounds play?
Yeah, so I think I think there was an organizational disconnect with Taylor Jenkins, you know, in the front office. They drafted Zach Edey at 10. Taylor Jenkins didn't really love playing Zach Edey those minutes. You know, I think there are coaches who are good in stages. You know, Taylor Jenkins was great as a launch of Ja, Jaren, and Desmond Bane. They were young guys, not as good as getting them to the next phase, which is winning a playoff series and being there consistently. So I think he and the organization butted heads. And you know, I'll be honest, I don't know what the hell the organization was hoping to get out of this with Isolo. His first three games were against the Lakers, the Celtics, and the Warriors, and obviously they went 0-3 in those games. My only logical assumption would be that they know he's probably going to be the hire, and so they're just going to basically throw him out there and let him get some free trauma, you know? Like, hey,
yeah,
it's scot-free, man. Get some scars. But, the only thing that's been noticeably different, Ja's play has been better. Ja's averages have gone way up. So he has responded, which, you know, may be enough, right? Maybe enough for Isolo to keep the job. But outside of that, I mean, it really doesn't matter. You can exhume Red Auerbach's dead body. it wasn't going to change the calculus of this Grizz season.
Give us a prediction for tonight.
I got Mavs outright, man.
If Ja plays?
I just got if Ja plays, even I do. Now I don't think even if he does play, he'll be like 100%, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, the reason I would say the Mavs is very simple. Anthony Davis is probably going to be the best player on the court. He is going to be the best player on the court.
Yeah.
So that's one.
If he wants to, if he wants to be,
I think, you know, he's a champ. He's here. I think he's going to want to do it. Lively's finals experience, PJ Washington's finals experience, Klay Thompson champion. So the only thing I wondered with you guys was, all right, are you going to show up against Sacramento? And you did.
Yeah.
You beat the brakes off Sacramento. So when you did that, I'm like, all right, these guys are locked in. They have a lot of experience. The Grizz are just the falling knife, man. They really are. So I think the Mavs pull this off, unfortunately, for you guys.
All right. All right, man. Give us the real deal. John Martin, BetMGM with RJ Choppy. What's it like working with Choppy? Give us the truth.
Man, he's a wacky dude, huh? Like he just feels like I don't know, so he's like a random person. Like he's from Jersey, right?
Yeah.
He's from Jersey. But why did he go to Tennessee?
Golf scholarship.
Yeah.
What do you have to go to the college of the state that you're in?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Choppy's a nasty golfer.
Oh, he must be taking all kinds of money there in Dallas. Huh?
He cheats. Like he cheats real bad. I've seen him. He believes in just drops for every shot. He plays fast so people can't see his original shot. So he's a little bit of a liar on the course, but that's why he went to Tennessee.
Nah, man, Choppy is a great dude. He's just he's a city boy. He's a party boy. You know, you guys know that.
Oh yeah.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need, and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast,
Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Know that.
Oh, yeah, look at
every
that
day.
Smile. So, all right, we're gonna have to catch
up. He told me. I was like, hey man, I don't remember when it was. It was like maybe when the Mavs were playing the Grizzlies the last time. And I was like, hey, RJ, man, I'd love to come on your show. He goes, man, Sean, man, he's real tough on the local guys, man. You gotta be national.
You know what he said.
So I'm hoping that that was enough to maybe get a repeat performance for a Showboats game or something later.
Yeah, Showboats. No, you were worth it. You were worth it. So one of Choppy's 9 suggested guests actually hit and landed. Hey, thank you so much, brother. Keep killing it. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, brother. Thank y'all.
John Martin on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
Boy, that sounds about right. He's sitting there right now. If he heard that right now, he is just gonna be calling John and say, like, you weren't supposed to say that.
Yeah.
Don't read the group chat, man.
Wait until next week. I'm gonna unload. I'm unload on everyone in this building, like Ja.
By the way, he mentioned Anthony Davis just owns Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, the numbers are nasty. I'm figuring out how to bet it right now at Underdog.
The last 3 years, he's 29.5 points per game against Memphis, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks.
The Luka hater is back. And did you actually feel sorry for Aaron Rodgers yesterday? Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and Bobby, we chop you out on vacay. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We'll crosstalk with the inventor of broadcasting, Kevin Hagelin, and his awesome co-host, Corey Majors. I'm getting the thumbs up from the other room right there. Told you these roads were empty. Good Friday. Everyone out and about.
Yeah, it's a, like the kids are out for school today. My kids are.
Me too.
So kids are out of school. I think here in the building, we're supposed to get early release at 1 p.m.
I went downstairs to floor 10 to get some water and it's a morgue.
It's
a graveyard.
Nobody
down there
right now. I mean, honestly, it was, it was clear sailing in here for you this morning. If it was a normal drive, because you said you woke up late. If this was a normal drive this morning, what time do you think you would have got here? Because you were here early. You were like 5:48.
5 minutes later, 5-6 minutes later. Yeah. But there's no one out there. So thank you if you still decided to make us a part of your Friday schedule, as you got the Mavs tonight, the Stars tomorrow, and Aaron Rodgers getting... I feel like Bobby may have actually felt a little bit sorry for Aaron Rodgers when he went on Pat McAfee yesterday and described his meeting where the New York Jets dumped him.
We start talking. He runs out of the room.
Aaron Glenn.
I'm like, that's kind of strange. I was like, then he comes back with the GM. And I'm like, all right. So we sit down in the office. And... I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I said, and I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine. But shocked because... I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. If we weren't even going to have a conversation, and this is verbatim exactly how it happened. So I said, huh? And he goes, we just want to know how you want it released, the messaging. And I said, verbatim, I don't give a shit about the message. And I said, why? And then he said, I don't want to be up in front of the room saying something and have guys looking back at you.
Interesting.
And I said, what does that even mean? Are you assuming that I would be in the back of the room during a team meeting undermining what you're saying? I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly, which is why I flew across the country to have a face-to-face meeting with you to talk about my experience with the Jets and to hear your vision for the team. 20 seconds in. What I thought was going to be a couple-hour meeting turned into like a 15-minute meeting, and I walked out of there.
Does this make Aaron Glenn, who you kind of called out, everyone's new emotional favorite, you kind of called him out in his opening presser with the Parcells stuff, does this make Aaron Glenn look like a badass, look petty? Do you believe Rodgers? Do you feel sorry for Rodgers?
I believe him.
Why would the Jets do that, though? Why would the Jets have him fly across country? As many people on Twitter said, Aaron would complain, oh, you couldn't even do it face-to-face?
You don't know me.
So he would always have, you know, it would be a problem somehow, some way. You couldn't tell me face-to-face I was being released. You had to do it over the phone. You had to send a text.
So I think, yeah, part of it is he gives the face-to-face.
Because
so
it does seem unnecessary to have him fly there for 15 minutes.
It does, so here's the only thing. I side with Aaron Rodgers for the most part on this. If I'm going to play devil's advocate, though, and say, what's the end game here for Aaron Glenn? It is the, I'm going to look you in the eye, face-to-face, be a man, tell you this is what it is. The other aspect of it is probably, this is an organization that when I walked in, I realized how much of it was being catered to the whims of this guy, and I'm going to make an example so that people see it's not anymore. And that this is a different day, and that we're going to bring him in here just to tell him it doesn't matter what you want, you're not coming back. And so I think those are two things. But to basically be like, hey, buddy, you sure you still want to play? And him go, yeah. And he goes, all right, well, tough ass, because it ain't going to be here, bro. They'll validate your parking on the way out, and you can catch a flight back to wherever you were.
Is there any way Glenn did this to, like, send this message that would reverberate throughout the entire organization? Like, oh my God, this guy means business. He did this to Aaron Rodgers. He don't play. He does not care.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a...
Because I think that could be a successful message.
Yeah, I think there's a relatively decent chance that that's part of what he was going for.
Because we all know Saleh was a puppet for Aaron.
Yeah, because the problem with Saleh was that he would say, well, Aaron's inexcused. And then he comes back and says, I was kidding. He was excused. Never mind. I don't know why I said it. He would cower every single time they thought Aaron would get mad. And
you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
That seemed to be the Jets organization for the last 2 years. Although, like I said, we watched that Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix, that three-part series. And I had a different perspective of how exactly he operated in the building. It didn't seem like he was as dictatorial. But yeah. I will say Green Bay showed you the way you deal with Aaron is you don't kowtow to him. You just tell him no when it's no. Like, that's typically how Green Bay realized they would have success with Aaron. And so I'm sure Aaron Glenn said, I'm going to show that this is different now and that we're going to be the organization that says, no, we're not going to be the last 2 years.
So Aaron Rodgers, I just think it's funny that whenever he goes on and whines and cries and talks about how he was disrespected on McAfee. All right, Stars, Avs.
By the way, real quick, do you think he's going to play this year?
Yes.
I do too. That's the impression
I got yesterday. But he is dragging it out. I might have to apologize to Schefter for saying 3 weeks ago, come on, dude, well, and decide.
What is he referencing about some personal private issue that he's dealing with that he's being upfront with teams that he's talking to about?
No idea. I didn't even hear that part of the story.
He says it's not even with him, but it's somebody in his, like, circle, and he's dealing with, and he's told teams, hey, this is why I'm slow playing. I've got this thing going on right now, just so you're aware. If you need to move on, I understand.
Probably health. Sounds like a family health matter. Maybe his ayahuasca dealer has a jaw ankle injury. I don't know. Stanley Cup playoffs start tomorrow night. The favorite, Mr. Hockey Expert, Peyton Russell, the favorite to win the Stanley Cup from Bet Online is
the Washington Capitals.
Not even close.
Oh, the Phoenix Coyotes.
No.
Vegas. Edmonton.
Nope.
Wow. How many more teams are there in the playoffs?
Colorado is tied with Carolina at 15-2. That's not great when the co-favorite to win it all is your first-round opponent. The Stars are tied with the Florida Panthers at 8-1. The Stars, last week, were actually the favorites. So that's where we stand with the NHL playoffs. What about the NBA playoffs? Bobby Bell, I'm going to make you NBA insider here.
Okay, let's do it.
The favorite to win the Orlando-Boston series.
Oh, gosh. We're doing that. Boston.
Give me the percentage.
97%.
It's 98%. It's minus 5,000 for Boston in the series. Detroit, New York.
New York.
It is New York, minus 375, 64% chance. Bucks, Pacers.
Let's go with the Pacers.
What percent?
I'll say 55%.
It's 79%. Now, Dame got cleared. I'm surprised at this.
So Dame got cleared, but he's not. They've got to ramp him up. So he's clear, but there's still a question of when he's going to be able to play.
the first round series that everyone I think is looking forward to the most. It could be Wolves Lakers, but Warriors Rockets.
So I saw something, I heard something the other day that I just can't believe it's true. So I'm gonna say it's the Rockets. Slightly.
Buzz him.
Yeah. See, somebody said the Warriors were favorites the other day.
Warriors have a 60. I did. The Warriors have a 63% chance of winning the series. A 7 seed has knocked out the 2 twice this century. Lakers, Wolves.
Lakers.
Lakers 66%. Oh, Clippers, Denver is one that everyone's looking forward to as well.
Let's go with the Clippers.
Clippers 57%. The favorite overall to win it.
Oklahoma City.
Yep. At 9-5, then Boston at 2-1, then Cleveland at 11-2. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, went on McAfee yesterday, and he said, I understand. I understand the Luka Nico anger in DFW.
So I get the fans' passion. I understand, again, why Dallas Mavericks fans are so upset. I personally am a fan of Luka Doncic. I think he's a great young man. You know, and... You know, let's see how this turns out. I want him to be great. I want the Dallas Mavericks to be great. But there's no doubt. I've been in the league for a long time. It's been remarkable, I think, how much interest there's been in this trade, maybe because you have the Lakers on the other side of it. You have the happenstance that Mark Cuban just recently stepped out as the owner of that team. So a lot of chatter around it. But, you know, we'll see when they play the games how this works out.
Well, that makes us feel so much better that it's created a lot of buzz in NBA circles and with ratings that you are taking advantage of along with Los Angeles. Wow, I feel so good.
I've got to say, I think we've mentioned it once or twice, but we haven't zeroed in enough on just the idiocy of the argument that Silver, I think, was kind of starting to imply there and that Welts and Nico Harrison have recently, which is, yeah, what do you make of everybody being so angry? And they're like, just shows how much they love us. They are so passionate about us.
Yeah.
You don't get that kind of passion unless they love you. And it's like, that is some of the most ridiculous mental gymnastics they've done is trying to say that's a case that shows you how much they love you.
He also said he could not block the trade like David Stern did with Chris Paul and the Lakers because David Stern actually at the time was the owner. He was the part-time owner. He was running the Pelicans as they were looking for a replacement. So he had the ability to make those personnel decisions. And that's why he nixed the deal. That was the difference. And he does not have the power to nix this one or other trades.
By the way, I don't like the inconsistency of Adam Silver's usage of ownership and owner versus his new term of governor, where he said they have new owners that went in there or new owners. And then he immediately changes it over to governors. Like if he's
you really try to dip.
I can't stand him. He's the worst. He is the absolute worst.
Silver was asked though about the conspiracy. Know this: once Bobby makes up his mind on you, everything you do is wrong.
Except
for Shohei. Adam Silver, just tell us the truth. Confirm the conspiracy theory that this is all about moving to Vegas.
They're not going anywhere. There's no thought of that team going anywhere. It's true that the group that bought the team is out of Las Vegas, but they couldn't be clear. And I just want to make sure that, well, there's no doubt people have been talking about it, and it'll turn out over time to be a good or bad trade. But there were no ulterior motives there. This team is staying in Dallas. In fact, they're looking at building a new arena in Dallas. So that's that.
So Adam Silver saying, nope. It is not happening. Bobby said, good luck getting the votes.
Yeah, that's the one thing that Adam Silver's willing to be definitive about is stupid stuff like that. But then he's got, I hope it works out for everyone. I want to see I want to see Luka win all the championships. I want to see Dallas win all the championships. It's so great.
We crosstalk with Kevin Hegnan and Corey Majors. I will say their names instead of the title of their show next on 105.3 The Fan.
Ryan Zephyrjohn into pitch facing Corey Seager in the first pitch. A swing and a high fly ball to center field. That one is back. At the track, Paris leads up. Out of here! Corey Seager leaves the yard to straightaway center. And the Rangers get a little cushion on Corey's fourth blast of the year. It's Texas 5, Angels 3.
Sandler with the Seager call, part of the sweep. And then the Dodgers tonight, 6:30 pregame. Yamamoto against DeGrom.
Are you more excited for that or Mavs Grizzlies?
That's a good question.
If Ja plays, I'll lean, just because I'm a little bit more NBA over baseball. If Ja plays, basketball.
But it's DeGrom specifically. DeGrom still gives you that, like, excitement factor, doesn't he?
Not this year. Ooh, yeah. Have you been watching?
I did. The same pitcher he used to be right now.
I mean, I'm kind of joking. But if Ja plays, I would lean Mavs. But don't they start it? Is it 8:30?
Yeah, no, you don't have to pick one. I'm just curious, like, your excitement.
Well, I get to start, and then Yamamoto and DeGrom probably be out.
That's good.
By the time we get to hoops, where would you go?
Yeah, I think I would go Rangers first. I mean, if the Mavericks win this game and then they're in the actual playoffs, then sure, I'll be more locked in.
Yeah, I'm going Rangers and then rewatching The Wire. That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to rewatch the Rangers.
No, I mean, I do that.
Rangers and then rewatch.
I would rewatch the Rangers like in reverse before I would watch the Mavericks play tonight.
Can we get a rating for our ratings guy that Choppy always used to have the hookup with is now like, you know, sailing the world. But I want to get that Maverick King rating.
Okay, yeah.
I want to know how bad, decent, or whatever it is. Because RJ predicted it would by far be the lowest, maybe the lowest rated play-in game in history with Sacramento and the DFW market.
Is that just so you'll know? So you'll know for, like, talkability? Because I know going back
to the survey.
No, I'm
going to talk about it no matter what. Okay. I do respect a lot of the survey. Changes are coming, but it's getting talked about no matter what.
Yeah.
But out of curiosity, I want to know. What I really want to know is how many people are actually following through with what they're saying, following through with the threat of not watching or turning it off.
I think that's a good question. And I have a short-term question for you. We were kicking it around. Let's say the Mavericks somehow win and they pull off the upset of all upsets and they beat Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, the Lakers lose in the first round. Is there any part of you that looks at it and is like, huh? Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. I think so too.
There will be a part.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to. I mean, do you think the Lakers are definitely going to beat the Wolves?
No.
Okay.
I think they will, but not definitely. It's just, I've heard a lot of people who are like, it doesn't even matter if the Mavericks win a title this year or next year. And I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't matter? That
people are locked in.
That's what matters.
People are locked in the stubbornness.
How does it not matter?
It doesn't. I mean, they're not going to. So it's kind of, how does it not matter? Like,
They could finish with more. They could have more success than the Lakers over the next 2 years. They could. You fundamentally disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't think there will be a single year that the Mavericks go further than the Lakers in the playoffs or the regular season.
But if they did, you think that doesn't matter?
No, not ultimately. Like, if you're talking about, like, in general, a 1 year off, like, if Oklahoma City comes out there and chokes and they go far and LA happens to lose to Minnesota. No, I really don't think that matters. Like, haha, check in your favor. You knew what you're talking about, Nico. You just went to the finals with Luka.
But we
just did it.
We've reached the point in the Metroplex, and this is what people would say right now today. I don't know how they would secretly feel. If the Mavs went back to back, not this year.
Yeah.
All right. If they went back to back and Luka does not end up winning a title with the Lakers, you still have Bobby's and everyone else saying, still unforgivable, wrong move. And to me, you would be wrong. There has to be a way.
I think that's an insane point of view.
And believe that the majority of people would
have that opinion right now? Bobby's side.
Or one title.
Yeah.
Let's just say one title.
Yeah.
And Luka doesn't win one.
I don't agree with that at all, because I want to see my team that represents my city win a championship, not this one guy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a little like, to me, it's the same question. Honestly, and I know you're going to dispute it, but it is the same question to me of, like, when Micah talks crap about the Giants for letting Saquon Barkley go, and he's like, how stupid is that organization? It's like, well, how stupid are you going to feel if the Giants win 3 Super Bowls in a row and you don't do anything, Mike? It's like, well, that's not going to happen. So, like, I mean, we could say it, but we're also just talking about, like, how cool would it be if you had $1 billion? I mean, cool.
No, but you're exposing yourself a little bit from a basketball intelligence standpoint by totally ruling it out and comparing it to the Giants winning the Super Bowl.
Literally, they have not even been close to good enough. It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, they haven't been healthy. We can talk about the 2.5
quarters. They lost Kyrie Irving.
I'm
not going to talk about 2.5 quarters. That's a stupid little sample size. But stop ignoring Kyrie gone for the year.
I mean, you're talking about Yeah, I can tell you, but no, I'm saying that
you can't tell me anything.
No, but if I start talking to them, I immediately get cut off. You're right. I can't tell you anything. But
be basketball Jesus.
No, this is not about basketball Jesus, especially on Good Friday. What an offensive reference. Anyway, no, it's not like that one. The whole thing is that like Kyrie's not even going to be back till February of next year, probably. And you're already talking about an Anthony Davis who can't stay healthy, period. We talked about the AD, like Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving combined in the last 7 years have played more than 60 games once, twice, I think. Like combined, both of them. It's not going to, they're not going to do this. They're not going to be healthy enough. That's part of the problem. That's part of what we're factoring in. When we talk about basketball genius or whatever else, you can say, well, imagine if they're all healthy for 82 games. All right. Like, and again, imagine if I had $1 billion. It's not possible. They don't do it. They've never done it.
I'm not saying they're going to be healthy for 82 games.
Especially after firing Casey Smith.
I'm just saying it is, it's not crazy to think that next year or the second year that AD and Kyrie are healthy at the start of a playoff run. And that they go further or have the same success as the Lakers within the next 2 years. I'm just saying that is not an insane. I don't believe.
I'll make any like we. I mean, not a but I'll make any agreement you want that Anthony Davis, like the Mavericks, do not finish above 500 a single year that Anthony Davis is here.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. I'll think about that. Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, on our show today at 10:20, Emmy Award winner, Stars TV host and analyst Brian Ray. That will be at 10:20. And then at 12:20 today, we'll talk with Mike's friend, Dave Raymond.
Oh, this is what you said.
Mike
TV player, yeah, Mike Bassey. We'll talk with him at 12:20 today as we have an amazing series on our hands this weekend. This is awesome. I'm really excited about this series altogether. 1.23 ERA for Yamamoto.
Yikes. Jeez. That is impressive.
And this offense, it could be.
How much did you guess?
Which offense?
Exactly. Corey Seager, occasionally.
Okay.
Who's your first guess?
For what?
Today.
Brian Ray.
Can you spell his name?
B-R-I-E-N-R-E-A.
Good job.
He's my friend.
B-R-I-E-N?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just a quiz on the last name.
No, yeah. It was one of those moments where I texted him and spelled Brian the wrong way, and then
you don't know your guest's name?
This was it's a year and a half ago.
That's what I put in the tease.
And then I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. And he was like, it happens all the time. My last name's Majors. Yeah, spell it.
I can't say
it. I dare y'all.
M-A-G-E-O-R-S?
That's exactly right. And you've worked with me long enough. Most people look at it and go, the hell is that? Is that Mahors?
Hey, I propose that Monday I pay off the cupcake bet.
Oh, wow.
Yes! What do you think?
I'm down with that. That's fine. Cupcakes are good.
Adam Silver screwed me. I can't believe it. I can't believe I lost that bet. But they're playing the Grizz. We'll see if Ja plays or not. And I think
if
Monday,
he doesn't play, you think the Mavs win?
I'm not going to say definite, but I would probably pick the Mavs.
Okay. I'd agree with that.
Dang, that sucks because I'm rooting for the Mavs. I would give you an offer of if the Grizzlies win, then you don't get the cupcake. Then we would have to double up somehow.
Yeah, what's the double?
And then I win because the Mavs. I'm picking the Mavs. But either way,
maybe my dad could pay your mortgage too. Tiafalo.
Hashtag make Sean pay.
I guess I just didn't realize that. Is your dad super rich?
I mean, I wouldn't say super
he's
rich.
He's a heart doctor, dude.
He's Yeah, he's a doctor.
No, I mean, I knew they he was well. A doctor. I just didn't know if he was like super rich.
And he's like you. Coupons. Mm. I heard that he takes lemons home. Doesn't use the lemons, takes them home.
The big mistake I made was when Chiafalo, when I made the mistake of inviting him over to my house, and he's looking at the house. I was like, "Look, man, I didn't get this house totally with all my own money." Okay,
your house is lovely.
I didn't want him. Well, thank you, but I didn't want him being even more bitter about himself by saying, "Oh my God, you're making that salary." And I was trying to, you know, be like, look, man, like I had some help from my pops. He took that information.
Oh, I gotcha.
And he used it against me on air when I was really trying to do it to make him feel better about his performance and the way the company views his value. And I was trying to help out his own self-esteem, but I made the mistake and he turned on me.
Okay, well, I don't want to be on your enemies list. So I will say that.
And he sharpened up his bong. He stabbed it right into my ribs, right into my gut right there.
I like at the house, you had the miniature little blow-up water slide thing happening for Ollie. I thought that was really neat.
A really nice and random observation by you.
We were talking about your house. I just thought that was really nice that you had the free slide.
Who paid for the slide? Who bought you the pump that blew that slide up? There you go. So,
how about you blow something up with your own lungs, Sean? Yeah, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah. I should use Chiafalo's lungs. You know? Right there. All right. Have a fantastic weekend. What a weekend to recap with NHL playoffs, Rangers, Dodgers.
Say it.
That basketball team.
Nope. Say it.
WrestleMania. Oh, is it WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Vegas?
Yeah.
All right.
Go Grizz.
You see?
I don't understand it, dude.
Negative sentiment.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are right there.
Oh,
with
we're them, in the minority.
I'm for the city.
It's us.
We're definitely in the minority. The KNC. Wait, Kevin Hagelin and Corey Majors and Alec Medford.
He knows all the names.
Are next.